This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. The sheriff's office is investigating a report of multiple shots fired that forced the cancellation of the lantern walk in the Manila Dunes last Thursday. Friends of the Dunes had scheduled the walk, but as people started to gather on Stamps Lane, they called 911 to report the gunshots. One person reported seeing muzzle flashes from across Peninsula Drive, and it's estimated that as many as 15 rounds were fired. Deputies searched the area for any signs of activity or spent shell casings, but found nothing. They also interviewed residents on Peninsula Drive, who also reported hearing gunshots and corroborated the reports from the Friends of the Dunes. No injuries were reported, no suspects have been identified. The story has proven to be false. Last week, the sheriff's office reported that five tourists from Spain had been robbed at gunpoint near the Lady Bird Johnson Trailhead in Redwood National Park, and that shots had been fired. But the investigation found those claims to be false. No park personnel in the area reported hearing any shots, and a search of the area by deputies for the suspects failed to turn up any evidence. Later, the tourists admitted that they had fabricated the story because they feared they would be associated with a nearby marijuana grow. It was at that site that three armed men, wearing tactical vests and armed with rifles, robbed more than 30 people and stole 1,000 pounds of marijuana. The three suspects are also wanted in connection with a second armed robbery incident, and they remain at large. The Board of Supervisors meets today, and there is a key item on the agenda. Not the most important piece of government work, but very important nonetheless. The board will approve a request from Public Works to use county vehicles in the annual Kika Thunder Country Truckers Parade, the biggest, baddest truckers parade around. This year's parade will wow the public on Saturday, December 9th. And if atonal honking Christmas carols and trucks bedecked in lights are your thing, we've got you covered. The board is also expected to approve a financing request for $2.3 million to cover the county's costs for the construction of the new reentry facility at the jail. The board will approve an agreement with the state for safe routes to school funding and renew the county's participation in the U.S. Marshals Task Force. The supervisors are expected to approve new countywide regulations that address ADA issues as part of the agreement between the county and the federal government, and memorandums of understanding between the county and the Eureka Police Department and the Rio Del Police Department for Measure Z allocations will be approved as well. Eureka will receive $419,000 for the expenses of two full-time employees on the county MIST team, and Rio Del will receive $34,000 for administration costs. The supervisors will also approve a gap funding request of $314,000 from County Aviation to cover the final cost for the construction of the airport firefighting facility. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.